The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright. The power to create a happier, healthier life drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. No matter where you are in the world right now, this is exactly where you're supposed to be. I'm so glad you tuned in. Today is the launch of our brand new website, and I would love for you to go and check it out and check out the new lineup of incredible shows. And while you're there, sign up for the newsletter so that we can update you with all the new special upcoming shows, the guests, and events. I also want to be able to give you a hypnosis MP3 for success, and it's yours free when you sign up for the newsletter. Now, as you're browsing the LOARadionetwork.com site, I want you to sit back, relax, and listen to our wonderful returning guest, Jo Dunning. She is so well known in the energy transformation arena. As a matter of fact, Greg Braden wrote about her in his book called The Isaiah Factor, how she instantly healed a man who had fallen and broken his skull, and by simply putting her fingers to his head, the wounds healed immediately. You know, I'm always looking for ways to help you to shift to a better place in which to create from. Last week, we had the incredible Eric Altman. Wow, did I get a phenomenal response from all you listeners. And now we have Jo Dunning. Well, the way I see it, you guys should all be lit up right now and fully energized. So sit back, relax, and tune in as we get a whole bunch more new energy coming right to us right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Need help realizing your dreams? As a hypnotherapist specializing in the Law of Attraction, Jules Johnson can help you to break through your critical mind into your manifested dream. Get started today by going to lawofattractiontools.com. Set up a personal Skype video or phone session. Law of Attraction Tools is there to help you turn your desires into reality. That's lawofattractiontools.com.
In all the years of doing Law of Attraction cruises, I've never been more excited about the one coming up in December 2012. Not only is it going to be an incredible vacation, and not only will you experience transformational workshops, but we are going to have a chance to experience a once-in-many-lifetimes event. We're headed to the island of Cozumel, featuring a trip to the Mayan spiritual ruins, where the phenomenal Lee Harris will be doing a channel right on sacred grounds. We'll be on this Mayan land just days before the end of this 5,000-year cycle, signifying the beginning of the golden age of peace and abundance. Join Lee Harris, Constance Arnold, and me, Jules, on the trip of a lifetime. Go to lawofattractioncruise.com to get more information. Join us in our celebration of higher consciousness. Go to lawofattractioncruise.com.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
Now remember to come see our brand new website at LOARadionetwork.com. You know, I've got this strong, strong desire to thank my very good friend and business partner, Enzo Giovanni, for making this expansion happen. What a blessing he is, not only to me, but to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. I am pleased to say that the expansion is only beginning right now. We have much more to show you as we move forward. So stay with us and watch us grow. Coming up next week, I have a fantastic interview with Marie Diamond, one of the teachers in the DVD and the book, The Secret. Don't forget to bring your pencil and paper with you because you're going to want to take notes. This lady is so incredible. Her advice has literally transformed my business at record speed. We have a couple of new shows on our lineup, too, and the first is the phenomenal Lee Harris. He's starting a show called One Golden World Show. You're going to love it. He's putting music, interviews, and great wisdom, and you are going to be so inspired. You're going to love it. So check out all of the shows on Law of Attraction Radio Network because they're all designed with your well-being in mind. If anyone has any questions about the cruise or would like to make special arrangements or set up a payment plan, give me a call. I would really love to talk to you. After that, I'll turn you over to Carolyn, our experienced travel consultant, and she will make sure you have everything you need for the perfect cruise trip. Here's my phone number. Write it down now. 951-201-2166. It's 951-201-2166. Call me. I really want to talk to you. So let's get on with tonight's show with Joe Dunning. I really don't think this lady needs an introduction. She is known worldwide for her incredible energy work. She gives free workshops throughout the month, and all you need to remember is joedunning.com. That's joedunning.com. Go and check her out. See all of her events coming up, her fantastic seminars. Welcome back, Joe, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, hi, Jules. It's a delight to be back with you. I always enjoy our conversations and all that you offer to everyone. So thanks for this opportunity.
Well, thank you. It's been too long, so let's jump right in. I received an email about this wonderful three-page letter that you wrote about divine chaos of creation. And I thought, oh, my goodness, everybody is feeling stuff right now. And as we're in the last half of 2012, more and more people are coming out with this fear about doomsday or financial collapse or anything like that. And you put everything into perspective. So that's kind of where I was hoping that we could just bring some wonderful well-being to everyone today.
Well, great, Jules. You know, we are in a very amazing time. And one thing that's very helpful to remember is each one of us wanted to be here during this amazing time so that we could participate consciously. I mean, be alive in a physical body and have a way to participate and therefore influence the outcome of all that's taking place. So when we remember that part, things get much easier.
So we all wanted to be here because there is some really exciting things coming up. And it doesn't have to do with catastrophes, or maybe it doesn't more have to do with us learning about ourselves.
Well, there are some very exciting things coming up. And on this particular planet, right here, planet Earth, they only happen about once every 26,000 years. So to be here right now is such an amazing opportunity, and the opportunity has many layers to it. First of all, yes, it is very much about each one of us and our consciousness and our spiritual evolution and our awakening and our alignment with the source and our enlightenment to bring more of that light from source into our everyday body, being, mind, and actions. So we are here right now by choice to participate and to really accelerate our spiritual opportunities. And that's happening for a variety of reasons. We are moving through times on our earth that will have the opportunity to view them from joy or concern. So we get to make those kind of choices as we do every day in life. I mean, every day we make those kind of choices. Are we going to view whatever happened? Someone cut us off in traffic, someone hurt our feelings. Are we going to look at it from a point of appreciation and gratitude, or from upset, worry, concern? And so we are in times right now in our world where we get to make these choices in many ways in our life. And as we start to make those choices, we are accelerating our spiritual growth, and simultaneously we are helping the evolution of the planet by uplifting the vibration that is all around us. And so we have events taking place on our planet that give us amazing opportunities for trust, for gratitude, for spiritual evolution. And we get to move forward through these and accelerate who we are as a divine being. So these times right now, Jules, are just amazing for what we can accomplish. And much of this is being triggered or initiated or stimulated. Most of these changes are being brought about by different formations that are taking place in the heavens. So this would be astronomy and the alignment of planets and what happens when one planet, an energetic magnetic body of a planet, comes close to another energetic magnetic body of a planet. And we know just in our world here enough about magnetism that when we bring different polarities together, some attract and some repel. And so we are beginning to experience what happens now as we move through the astronomy, the actual planetary alignments that science knows about. As we come through into this 26,000 year alignment that happens, what happens with the electromagnetics of our planet? What happens with the rotation of our planet? What happens to the location of the North and South Poles? And what happens to all the life that dwells on this planet as we go through these new alignments? So we all knew ahead of time that this was the rotation of the 26,000 years. This is the very time that's been predicted by the Hopis and the Navajo and the Aztecs and the Mayans and all of the great seers throughout history. These are the years. These are the days. These are the months. These are the years they were talking about. And you and I and everyone are here to get to participate. And I think that is just spectacular.
Oh, I do too. You had mentioned that there was a magnetic shift or a polar shift of about 621 miles. And I'm assuming that happened over the last year. It wasn't all of a sudden.
What my understanding is that it happened at the end of March. And I've seen two different dates when I look up earthquakes. One, I think, was March 23rd. I think another one was March 21st. So we'll say the end of March this year, 2012. So it just happened a couple of weeks ago. And that took place in Norway, deep in the seabed, where a plate was juxtaposed, I believe, to another plate. And with that earthquake, it moved the alignment of the plates. So they shifted. And it moved magnetic north 621 miles. It moved it from its location, I would say, almost instantly. And perhaps it took hours. It may have taken a day or two, but in time, it would have been a very rapid shift. Now, you and I, standing here on this planet, would not experience anything. We wouldn't.
That's right. We didn't. I didn't know it.
Yeah, the fish in a fishbowl doesn't experience change if you pick up the fishbowl and carry it to some other location in the house. It might see, you know, if you had the fishbowl covered so it couldn't see.
Yeah.
It just knows that it is still in its water, and it's just fine in that water, and it just goes to a new location. Well, the way we can tell that something has rotated or is moving or is wobbling is by watching the position of the stars and the sun and the moon in the heavens. Mm-hmm. And what happens to that position as our planet moves a little bit. So our planet moved quite a bit, 621 miles. I think its normal migration recently has been, I was just reading about that, a few miles a year, let's say. that it's normally starting to shift and move itself. Well, this is a big movement, but you and I wouldn't notice that because we are here contained in the atmosphere, contained within the environment, and we don't notice it. People living at the North Pole don't realize that they are standing pointing north, and people living at the South Pole don't feel like they're hanging upside down. we are all grounded and feel like we are perfectly oriented, even though we move about in the sky and in our orientation to the sun and our solar system and our Milky Way galaxy. We move around in that. So we watch the stars to notice what's happened. The animals and birds and other living things that are more aligned with the magnetic field than we as humans tend to be in today's world, they notice the shift much more because their migratory patterns are based on magnetics. And so they will be following magnetic north for their migratory pattern. Mm. And so we will start discovering unusual species in new places, or sometimes we have a large beaching of dolphins or whales or other kinds of animals that are attempting to swim in their magnetic north migration route, and now there is land in the way because that north has shifted. And so they will need to relearn where to go to get to their original breeding grounds or feeding grounds. And so it is a challenging time in many ways for our world. It has its deep challenges, and at the same time, it has every bit as equal or greater opportunities for growth and expansion.
I know that with the airplanes, the pilots have to adjust their compass settings and where they're coming in on the runway because of the shift. I have heard about that quite a bit.
Yes, that has been taking place, and I actually read about the Miami airport needed to shift their magnetic north a year or more ago before this movement, because there had been such continual and more gradual shifting of the North Pole. So it seems as if the North Pole is in its shift, and we don't know quite how far it will go. Will it go as far as it has? Will it go all the way to South Pole? Will the poles reverse? Will they stop at approximately the equator, and the equator becomes north on one side, south on another? We don't know what will happen, how quickly that would happen, or if it would happen. And if, for example, the poles both end up at the equator, well, then the North Pole magnetically will realign to north. So the equator then will roll. The Earth will roll to bring the equator back up to north, which was now the north magnetic, so that it's attracted and repelled by the planets as it always had been. And so that means that living environments can change quite a bit if you have the equator suddenly at the North Pole and the North Pole suddenly, conversely, at the equator. But we don't know if that's happening. We don't know if that will happen. We don't know how soon it would happen, or how quickly it would happen. And there are a whole variety of predictions about that.
Yeah.
Whole variety.
It's like Southern California may be at the North Pole and we're covered with snow. That would be something. But what's really interesting is, like you said, a fish in a bowl of water really doesn't realize what's happening unless there's a lot of disruption. So it's just like life. A lot of things are going full steam ahead without us even noticing. How do we adjust to the new shift of consciousness? I mean, how do we keep on growing in the midst?
Well, that would be our choice that we make in how we respond to what we learn about and what we experience. It's that choice for trust, gratitude, love, appreciation, expansion. When I say trust, I talk about trusting the process of its unfoldment and of our unfoldment into something greater, something which is intended to evolve everything. So that kind of a trust of that unfoldment, and also trusting that we will be exactly where we need to be at exactly the right moment to accomplish what it is we wanted to accomplish in this life. And so that kind of a trusting. And with that kind of knowledge, then, we are expanding and growing, and we pay attention to what it is we know inside of our being, those little inklings, those insights, those calling or drawing towards something. And if we feel called or drawn to move to another area, or to set aside some food or some water, or to do a variety of different things, we do that from a deep place of peace and wisdom and inner knowing, rather than from a place of fear or concern or worry. And so what we are starting to do is learn how to tune in, align with, and trust the deep insight, that inner guidance system, that heart-based alignment with our planet and with our source, rather than the mental alignment with the external world and our concerns and worries about survival of the physical body. So we are switching guidance systems, or at least for some people, we are beginning to listen more deeply to the internal guidance system rather than the mental guidance or what we might be reading on the internet that creates fear or worry or concern within us.
Right, because actually when we have that fear, it actually keeps us from experiencing or from that knowing, because fear kind of gets in the way and jumbles up everything. Although we need the fear to survive in some respects, we can really stay stuck in it longer than we should.
Right, yes. And when the mind is very active with its own thoughts and concerns or excitement, it doesn't matter. When the mind is very active, it is louder than the internal knowing system. The internal knowing system is very honorable and respectful and peaceful and quiet. And so if the mind is very active and chattering and worried or thinking or all of that, we have difficulty noticing what's going on internally. And that true guidance of the 50 trillion cells in our body, each one conscious, each one fully aligned with divinity and source, and each one sending us distinct messages and information every single nanosecond of our life, when we align into this internal knowing, we know, or we feel, or we sense, or we intuit, whatever our words are for that deeper way of knowing, we know our next step. And so probably our greatest accomplishment and our greatest, if you're looking for survival tools, would be to become very skilled in paying attention to the internal knowing, the internal personal guidance system. And this would be separate from the tools that provide guidance, which would be like a pendulum, would be a tool, or the I Ching would be a tool. This internal guidance system is different than that. So it's not those, it's not tarot cards, it's not the external tools that we might use to access information. This is a body-based a system that we already have in place that is going 100% of the time from our very first breath to our very last breath. And it is there to guide us through every passage of life. And it is already doing that, even though the mind may be chattering very loudly. This internal system is still there helping to set the course so that the mind can eventually reach its point where the consciousness, each one of us, the consciousness, is aware enough to realize that there is something beyond the mind and something that can guide us much more accurately than our mental calculations are able to do.
Could you possibly help us with the trust right now and do some energy work around that for us and for all those that are listening to get us into the feeling of trust?
Sure.
Maybe remove some of the blocks or the fear?
Sure. And what I would like to add to that is that we can just start the energy for this whole interview, this whole conversation, so that any topic that comes up that would benefit the listener to have addressed energetically, it will be addressed energetically. So that's even a more effective way to serve everyone. So let's start that energy, and then we can talk about if we want to do something specific.
Right.
So to start the energy, I always like to just briefly go over what it is, where it comes from, and how it works. And that is that this energy comes directly from Source. It is that point of creation which made each of us, knows each of us perfectly, and is completely respectful of our free will and the path that we have chosen for this lifetime. And so once the energy is started, as we are having this conversation, the energy will go to each person who would like to receive it and will assist them in their life in their own unfoldment on their own path. So bringing them into greater wisdom, better choices, a smoother journey, greater connection to their understanding about Source, all of the things that that we each would like to have, this energy will help to bring that about for each person. And for those people who aren't sure about energy or if they want it or not, this energy will very respectfully just go around them. So each person has their own free will, and basically it's a heart decision. The heart already knows if you are aligned with this energy and would appreciate having it, and it really isn't a mental decision. Okay. So that being said, let's go ahead and pause for just a moment and start the energy, and then we'll come back to the conversation. So we'll just sit quietly for a moment. All right, fine. So that energy is going now, and it will be active in any recording now that you are making, Jules, of this this time together, so that energy can continue to be available to assist people, and that's great.
We had recently the Venus transit, which you actually wrote about it in this letter that you sent out, and I noticed during that time that emotions just went crazy, especially for me. I was feeling it so intensely. Is that what was going on? Is all of that stuff, even childhood stuff, was being brought up to the surface?
Well, yes, this is part of what's taking place. We have a Venus transit, meaning that Venus passed between us and the sun, and we could watch the little dot of Venus go across the sun if you were in certain parts of the world. And we recently just had a very exceptional full moon. And we also just had a solar eclipse, a nearly a complete solar eclipse, except for a little ring of the sun showing all around the outside called a ring of fire. And that is a very powerful event as well. The thing about the solar eclipse that just happened is that solar eclipses are reasonably common. However, this solar eclipse, we were lined up with meaning the Earth, and the moon and the sun were lined up together, and we were also lined up with the center of our galaxy. So when we line up with the sun, we are lined up with our solar system, you know, our little planets that go around this sun. But we were also lined up with what's called the central sun, that is the center of our galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, which has many, many, many solar systems in it. So we had that very, very powerful time that happens very rarely when we are in a direct alignment with the full energy from the very center of our whole galaxy. So it was a very powerful transitional time, and it influences our emotions a great deal, our thinking, our relationships, our business, our whole planet. All of this is coming now into a blossoming time, a time of transition into something much better. And that's what's taking place now in this year of 2012. this is the transitional time, and we have been moving into it, and we will be in it in 2012, and we will move on through the other side of it after 2012, and this is probably the most direct influence of all the energy during this year, and it will set the direction of the new paradigm for our world and how we will live and the place that we will live from. Will it be from love or from fear? And how we begin to connect with other people in our neighborhood, in our family, in our world, in all the different cultures. How will we do that? How will we orchestrate our financial system? How will we orchestrate our food and water? How will we handle our medical needs? How will we deal with the education of the young and the care and inclusion and respect of the wisdom of the elders? How will we do all of this in ways that are bring greater benefit to everyone? And so this is part of our awakening, part of our enlightenment, part of becoming a light being, a being filled with more light, meaning photons of light. As we evolve, we are able to absorb the photons. Photon is just a regular particle of light, and photon can transition between being a matter or a wave. And it's, I believe, the only element that has that ability. And so the photon of light can become a photon of material nucleus, part of that, when it can go back to a light. So we are bringing in more photons into our body, incorporating more into our dense physical system, which makes our physical system more light, actually lighter. And Einstein was one of the first people that I know of that talked about the impact of a photon within our body, and that it influences the force of gravity against our body. So the spin of this photon within each cell, how fast it's vibrating, influences the pull of gravity on that cell. So what we're talking about here is levitation, because the more light we bring in, the faster we vibrate, and the more we can levitate. But not only levitate, the faster we vibrate, the more we can move through density. So we hear of people walking through walls, we hear of people teleporting, bilocating, all of these kinds of things start happening as we begin to expand our consciousness and gather in more light. And that's our normal, regular, anticipated development of who each of us are. That's part of the plan of who we are becoming. That it will be very normal, absolutely ordinary feeling as all of this begins to evolve for everyone over whatever period of time that it takes for it to happen.
Now, you mentioned the new paradigm, and we, becoming more conscious, are also becoming more aware of our power of creation. So in order to create this wonderful new world, we need to be focusing on that, or at least meditating on a kind of world that we would personally like to live in.
Well, that's accurate, and I would take it even a step farther. Rather than just the focus or the meditation, we need to begin to live it. And we live it now in how we interact with each other, what we carry, what we allow our mind to think, how we are with the ease of letting something go, which some people call forgiveness, letting it go, letting it pass on by. And so we begin to live this now. So rather than focusing on this is the future, what we all know about manifesting is that we focus on it as if it is right now. And so we begin to create what it is we desire by living that truth in our everyday moments right now, from that gentle point, from that love, from that compassion, from that point of trust, from that point of knowing. And you and I and everyone live in this duality right now, which is the physical world and our needs for food and shelter and and relationship and survival, all of those everyday kinds of needs, and these more energetic, spiritual, consciousness, evolutionary kinds of things. So we are beginning that interface between those two. We are the blending of what we would call the heavens, all of this spiritual, energetic activity, and the earth, survival here in a physical form. So we are that blending instrument. We, the consciousness and the body, become that blending instrument of heaven and earth together. And we begin to create heaven on earth by living from this point where the two connect, which is our body and our consciousness, and living it in a way that allows more space for the heavens to express here on earth.
I've noticed that, well, especially the listeners of the show and all of your fans around the world, Joe, are aware of this, that we can create and manifest by living in the now. But there are so many people out there who are not getting it. So we have to sort of stand back and be a witness to the fact that some of these people have come here not to experience the awakening.
Well, and I would put a little different view on that. I would say that we have come here to be a role model, an example of what is possible, a way that it's possible to create something here in this world. And we need both those who are way showers and those who are doing it a different way, because between the two, we create the gas pedal and the brake. So we know from driving a car that we need both. We need to be able to accelerate. We need to be able to slow down. And so between the two of us, or the two different views of how to go through life, we are creating this passage through, navigating this passage through into greater consciousness. So we respect all roles and all ways of participating. And one by one, people will join one side or the other. So as the road begins to become more clear and more straight and more obvious to everyone, there is less need for the brakes. And everyone can begin to join in the celebration and become part of the fuel, the gas pedal, to move us forward more rapidly.
Mm. And I have noticed that we are manifesting at such a fast rate. I mean, you can just think of something and it happens the next day. It's like all of the veils have kind of been lifted. It's immediate and it's amazing. It is so much fun.
Yes, I agree. We are accelerating our abilities with manifesting. Now, a few years ago, people would say, Joe, would you please help increase my abilities to manifest. Let me manifest instantly. And I would say, are you sure you want that? Would you like every thought you have to become reality instantly? Would you like every emotion you have to be magnified instantly? And they said, well, of course not. I said, well, let's take charge of our internal kingdom a little more and focus more into that trust and gratitude and harmony and balance, and then start to increase our manifesting skills so that we can create more of what we really would like to have instead of more of what we are still living in. And so enough people now have moved across into this wisdom and understanding of how to be more grateful in life. And the thing about gratitude is you can be grateful about anything. The vibration of gratitude is the vibration of gratitude. And if you can't be grateful about what's happening in that moment, perhaps you can think of something else that you actually are grateful for. Or you can be grateful that there is benefit in this situation, even though you may not be aware of it yet. So there are ways to accelerate our manifesting skills by focusing more into the gratitude, because gratitude opens the gateways to heaven. And just brings showers down the blessings on us. Gratitude has that magic code to allow us to receive more benefit, more blessings. So gratitude is a wonderful thing to cultivate in our lives.
And when you have that feeling of gratitude, it's almost impossible to think of the other side of it. You know, the other polar polarity of gratitude is anger or frustration. You can't feel that when you're in gratitude.
That's so accurate, Jules. So accurate.
Mm. This is so much fun. You say that even with the financial, whatever is going on with that, I've noticed that it's just not as important as it was even a couple years ago. Have you noticed that? I mean, it's like from what I am seeing, a real shift has taken place. Yes, there's still fear about financial, but it's just not. It's like, okay, we're going to survive whether it's here or not. That's mm-hmm. not the most important thing in the world. What a wonderful place to finally grow into.
Yes, and to get to do that before we are very advanced in our senior years, which is what the wisdom that often comes with maturity, is that we realize there are more valuable things in life than just the material gains, and things well worth our efforts beyond just material gains.
Mm, absolutely.
I'd be happy to offer a specific energy process to assist people during this time of growth and expansion. And I would probably suggest that we do something that facilitates, it makes it easier for people to make the choice towards gratitude and trust and harmony, and to leave behind the old paradigm of control and manipulation and predicting the outcome and fear and stress about what that might all be. So we'll do an energy process that will help this interfacing that we are doing, and as we become more spiritually awakened beings, to facilitate that easy flow into that as we live comfortably in our physical world and in our physical bodies. So does that sound like it would cover what you would like?
Oh boy, yes, it covers everything.
Okay. So, and I added in living comfortably in our physical bodies because, Jules, our bodies are going through amazing transition right now to incorporate higher and higher vibrations, greater and greater amounts of light. And it is very demanding on the physical form to let go of the old density that is composed partly of our belief systems and our concerns and our worries. That all creates a structure that also influences our physical body. So we are in the process of releasing all of that, clearing it away, which means we go through emotional ups and downs because we experience those things as they begin to shift away. And so our physical body, we want to be very supportive of, especially in terms of what we eat and what we drink and how we live, so that we can begin to really allow the body to do its own awakening process so it can carry more voltage. Just like a wire needs to be bigger and stronger to carry more electricity in it, our body needs to transform into something that can carry more of this high-frequency energy. So that's why I included that we can live comfortably in our physical bodies.
Wonderful.
All right. So what we'll do is we'll just sit quietly for a moment, and this may last a minute or more, so there'll be a period of silence. And the people listening are welcome to join in this process. You would just, where you are, wherever you are, and allow your mind to be as much at peace as you are able. So that means you can just sit quietly, allow your thoughts to just settle down and be more peaceful, and we will just sit for a moment or two. When I say sit, you can be in any position you'd like. I mean, we'll just be together quietly for a moment or two. All right, so let's begin now. You can have your eyes opened or closed, and we'll just be together quietly for a moment. We'll start now. All right, so now you can bring your attention back, and that energy will continue to flow to each person and complete what it wants to do as we continue through this conversation right now. And what people may have noticed during that time of sitting quietly, first, you may have just felt like you were just sitting there and your mind was busy and you didn't notice anything particular, and that's just fine. Or you might also have noticed that you became a little more peaceful or a little more relaxed. Or maybe you had a sense of a happy feeling, a little gentleness, a variety of things that happen as we begin to receive the energy. Or you may have felt a little bit of a rhythmical pulsing or a tingling or energy coming through, however each person experiences that. So this process is also as part of any recording that is being made of this. This energy is there also.
So people can listen to this over and over again. But not only can they listen to this, they could go to your website, which is joe.dunning.com, and you have a whole list of things on your website that they can participate in with upcoming workshops.
Well, yes, there's a number of things. One of the things I like to be sure to offer to everyone is a variety of ways that people can transform their lives and their consciousness, and that it's free of any kind of charge, so that everyone has an opportunity to really change their life. So there's a prayer list that I send energy to every single day, and you can add your name or anyone's name to that. Right now I have a world project going on called the Wish Project, which is really fun. And you can go to the website and click on the Wish Project, and there's a recording there that I've made. And you bring your wish to mind and listen to this recording, and it will help your wish to come true. And again, I do energy work every day for every person in the Wish Project to help that event happen in your life. And there's a blog there where people have blogged about their wishes coming true, and it's very heartwarming, very, very heartwarming. So there's a number of ways on the website that you can participate that are absolutely available as a gift to you. And then there are other things that are available for those who would like to participate differently. And one thing that I'm developing right now, which I'm very excited about, it's not available yet, but I hope it will be soon. Actually, it may just be about to be available. I'm just developing it. And that's a 7-month program to help move people through this year 2012 and the first month of 2013. And a 7-month program that will clear and then restore and then reprogram each one of our chakras. So we'll be focusing on one chakra a month and evolving that part of our energy being into its next level of evolution. And so I'm very pleased about that, because so many people really are at a point now where we want to be absorbing the energies that are coming through and really changing our lives and have it be a really smooth, graceful, loving, delightful process. So this is being put together to really assist with all of that.
One final thing, because we're almost out of time, but is it true that our DNA is in the process of changing? Are we getting more strands? What's the scoop on our DNA?
Well, there's a variety of opinions about that, so you can certainly read a lot of different points of view. The way I experience it, I would say more that the DNA is waking up, and that parts of it that have been dormant are now receiving the code, meaning the vibration from our consciousness, that it's okay for that part of our DNA to switch on and become an active part of our consciousness. So I know it's described in a whole variety of processes with more strands and that sort of thing, and I prefer to think of it as the awakening of the DNA or the enlightenment of it. And we influence that by our thoughts. And when our thoughts, our actions, our beliefs, the feeling inside of us, that love and peace feeling inside of us, stays at a certain point, then that is the code or the trigger or the energy that turns on that piece of the DNA. And so we are moving through a time when we can support that ourselves, consciously make choices that support that, and we are also being ushered into it by the shifts in the energy from the other planets and from our own world. As our vibration of this planet increases, we are being ushered into that. It's sort of ready or not, here we go. And so I prefer to be ready and to participate consciously in the transformation of consciousness.
Absolutely. Oh, that's wonderful. Joe, thank you so much for coming on the show. And as I had told everybody at the beginning of the show, it's so fitting that you are on the July 1st show, because we are having, the network is having a huge, huge expansion with our brand new website and everything. I am so delighted that you could share in this very, very important event with us.
Well, thank you, Jewel. Thank you so much for including me and allowing this opportunity to reach out a little bit and support the transformation that's taking place for everyone.
Yes.
So thank you.
Thank you. And to all my wonderful listeners, thank you so much for coming back week after week and supporting us and sending us emails. Thank you so much for connecting with us. Remember that the reason why we do this show is because of you. We love you, we feel you, and we are so enjoying your presence upon the earth right now. Thank you, and we'll see you back next week. All my love. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to jules@loaradionetwork.com, and have a great week.